The petition, sponsored by the American Civil Liberties Union and the Lawyers Committee for Civil Rights Under the Law, wants hemispheric hearings on felon voting rights in all member countries of the Organization of American States, from Argentina to Canada. The petition's goal is to force all member countries to comply with the OAS Charter that calls for universal voting rights. Attorney Marcia Johnson Blanco is a spokeswoman for the Lawyers Committee on Civil Rights.
We argue in the request that felon disfranchisement laws in the U.S. violate the American Declaration on the Rights and Duties of Man.
The proposed Wisconsin law would allow ex-felons to vote as soon as they are released from prison instead of having to wait until they've completed their parole requirements. Bill co-sponsor, State Representative Joe Parisi of Monona, says the effort to involve the OAS is an important step.
Anything we can do to shed light on this issue and allow more people to see the institutionalized racial bias that exists within our criminal justice system and then how that flows into the laws that we have preventing ex-offenders with felonies from voting, we get into the whole new realm of disenfranchisement of African Americans.
Opponents of the bill say ex-lawbreakers need to prove they're responsible citizens before they're allowed to vote. Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.